Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons on the Score.
Boy, we must be in Chicago.
I'm sorry to rouse you out, huh, but we got trouble at the ranch. Granddad wants you, and he said right now.
It's about loving others, man, I'm telling you. Baseball's the greatest sport in the world.
Here's a pinch runner, Rex Hudler. He can run.
It's played every day, and it's so much like life. You got to bring your lunch pail to work every single day. What are the numbers you can show me? You know, you have a great game? Well, that was over. What have you done for me lately? New day. Let's go.
Jim Poole will face the pinch hitter, Rex Hudler. Took the Phillies off on the road swing in good fashion with a game-tying homer against Houston. And then the game-winning RBI in the 11th inning.
So it's so much fun. And to see fans and people go to baseball games, it's a social game. Take them. Basketball and football, it's too noisy and too loud. You can't socialize there.
Fly ball, shallow center. Hudler in. Oquendo back. And it's Hudler who has to make a diving play.
Hudler took a shot, but held on to the ball.
Boy, if that ball would have dropped, the Cubs would have won the ball game right there. But Hudler held on to it. But you know about wins and ifs. If they were candy and nuts, every day would be Christmas or something like that.
Take somebody to a game that you want to get to know, your mom and dad or whatever. I mean, you know, and enjoy the grand game.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Oh, dig yourself.
Afternoons on the Score.
They play a nice music here right before they take the field.
Thunderstruck by AC/DC.
Okay, it's got some beat to it, a little bit of rhythm. So whenever I come here, that just gets me moving.
I mean, they are playing Thunderstruck to celebrate the 2005 team over on the south side, but the north side is where it's at right now. Tonight, that's where it is.
Yeah, it is. Man, that was fun to hear all those highlights from Rex Hudler's career.
It's incredible.
Hear Harry Carey and Steve Stone talking about HUD. And Harry saying something about wins and ifs and candies and nuts. He got close. He got really close there. Rex Hudler of the Royals broadcast crew joins us right now on the Circa Sports Illinois hotline. Download the Circa app today. Rex, you're on with me, Matt Spiegel, and M. Lawrence Holmes. Good afternoon, sir. How are you?
Fellas, you, I love you, and I am so happy to be here. It's going to be hard to do this interview because I have an incredible adrenaline flowing out. I'm on the field right now. I'm watching the Cubs take BP. I'm kind of reminiscing in my own small mind about my playing days here and how much fun. I played 29 games here, and it was so fun. I had my young broadcasting partner, Jake Eisenberg. He looked up whatever I did here, and it was so fun. And then to hear Harry Callis and those famous broadcasters broadcasting my game, I've got goosebumps the size of marbles right now. It's unbelievable, and it still is the grand game, fellas. And we are here for three, and we need all three of these, even though it will be really difficult to do.
What was your best moment as a player at Wrigley Field? Like, looking around there, do you find yourself thinking back, man, I doubled that way, or I singled that way, or I made a good play? What comes to mind, Rex?
Yeah, I found out that I hit 306 here, which was a little shocking. I probably ran half of that. And then I didn't hit any homers because the times I got a hold of the ball, the wind was blowing in 30, and they would catch it. It's right in front of the ivy. So got nothing to brag about home runs. But it was fun being a Cardinal, and I felt like an animal in the zoo when I would be stretching down the right field line, and all the fans would be up there just staring at us, watch and just watching us stretch. And it was so tremendous. And you know, the women here are beautiful, so it was easy to watch. I never just faced the wall. I always would face the stands because all those girls were hot, and I was a young single man at that time. It was so much fun. Hey, but I got to tell you, I think I can say it on radio.
Uh-oh.
And it wasn't anything bad, but when I met Harry Carey for the first time, he was in back of the batting cage. And he said, "You're the fastest white guy I've ever seen." and so that stuck in my mind forever. Of course, you know, I can't say it, you know, on the broadcast. I would never say anything like that. But it was amazing just to get a chance to play up here. And after 10 years in the minors, you know, I wondered how long I would get up here once I got here. So I really appreciated every single moment being a big leaguer. And the two things a major league player can control are his attitude and his output. And if you have any talent and you control those two, you have a chance to stay here a long time. And I'm so thankful I was blessed with speed. That's about it. I couldn't hit. Heck, I mean, I hit a little, but I had so much fun meeting people. And then to be blessed to go right to the booth and 27 years later talking about ball in the grand game, I can't fathom it. It's hard to catch my breath. But you guys are pumping me up, especially hearing those famous broadcasters talk about me. Wow.
That's you
I'm
now.
I'm so excited today.
That's you now when you talk about others.
Honey.
Yeah, but not a famous guy. I mean, look, I'm no famous broadcaster. Those guys are legends.
Well, look, when you played, whether it was Montreal or with St. Louis, those were day games. How did you, with all of that goosebump energy, how did you handle being in the city and being out in these streets, I imagine, and then having to play a day game the next day?
Well, you know, I was a day game player because I'm a morning person. Okay, you find out who you are as a player. A lot of things. Baseball helps you find out who you are. As a whole, are you a table setter? Are you a gap-to-gap guy? Do you have power? Are you a power hitter? And then also, you have to find out what kind of makeup you have. And I'm not talking about the makeup you buy in the store and I put on my face before games now. It's the makeup. Are you a night person or a morning person? So being a morning person, I was on the attack. So day games is when I played mostly to give that guy, that starter, a rest. And I had a hard time with the energy. Now, I'm so grateful since 07 I've learned hot yoga. That's my hobby. I love doing that, and that's teaching me to breathe. And it's teaching me to slow my heart rate down, to take care of some of the things that you never think of. I mean, sure, we all breathe. If you're alive, you breathe. But there's different techniques. And I could not handle my energy and the nerves on the on-deck circle. I didn't know how to take a deep breath, how to exhale slowly, like the modern guys do. Do you see them before they get in the batter's box? They take the deep breath. Bobby Witt Jr., he does it every time he steps in there. And I just would tense up. It was hard for me to slow everything down. But, man, you put me on the defensive side of the ball, boy, that's a whole different story. I love that. That was good. Catching the ball, that's one thing I could do, whether it was infield or outfield. And, guys, it's just fun to be able to share with our audience in Kansas City or whoever is watching games now about the grand game, what this guy's looking to do. Here's what he wants to do. And here's sometimes it just didn't work out for him. That's how you get over it. You don't beat the guy down because he missed a play. It's all a part of it. And that's why I said life and baseball go hand in hand. Man, you show up every day. It's a grind, especially when you're not playing too well. It's tough. But, you know, to block out the noise, these modern-day players, I don't know how they do it, but they've got to find a way to block out the internet, all that stuff, all that social talk and everything. It's a lot. I'm glad we didn't have it in our day.
Say what you want about Rex Hudler, but you can't call that man a liar. I looked up the stats while you were talking, honey. Check this out. Night games, 258, 292, 413 for a 705 OPS. Day games,
267, 304, 442. You were slugging a little bit more in the daytime for an OPS of 746.
Well, guys, I was never about numbers. It was not about numbers for me. Now, had I not squandered my young youth as a my young pro time, I was signed by the Yankees and they drafted me in the first round. Mm-hmm. I was 18th pick in 1978. 17-year-old punk had no idea what was ahead for me in baseball. And I kind of ran and chased and dabbled, you know. I did what the world says is cool. You know, you're a ball player. You got girlfriends everywhere. I kind of did that. And it just took away my focus. I really didn't know what it took to become a major leaguer. So after 10 years in the minors, man, it's time to go. But I wasted a lot of that time, and I could have been an everyday player like the Yankees thought I was going to be. They thought I was going to be an everyday player. I was supposed to be Jeter, and it just didn't happen. And so it came later, so I had to accept my role as a utility player. And my mom was right. She said, son, accept that utility role. You won't burn out. If you play every day, you'll burn out. The way you play, you'll break your neck somewhere, and you'll be out of the game. So it turns out, Mom was right again. I played a long time. I got my 10 years in after 10 in the minors, 10 in the majors, and, man, it's time to take it to the house. But I'm so grateful about the people that I got to meet during my playing days. I still see some of them now, even though we're all a little bit older. But it's just so fun to come to these games and come to the big league still 30 years after my playing days and still feel the energy. I don't feel old, but man, when you look back on the mileage and the years, I guess I am, but I don't feel like it.
You don't sound like it. Rex Hudler is our guest here on Spiegel and Holmes on 670 The Score. Is Bobby Witt Jr. as good a dude and a ball player as he seems to be, Rex?
Absolutely. You know, he's 10 feet and 15, 20 feet in front of me playing catch right now. He's playing catch with Jonathan India. If it was okay and if it was proper, I would go over there and talk to him and put him on the phone for you.
Go ahead.
But I think I might get in trouble.
Oh.
Yeah, I might get in trouble if I did that.
Come on, honey.
I'm just watching these guys play catch and warm up just like we all did in our backyard. That's what's so beautiful about this game. You know, it's just fun. It was so fun to entertain and to make a catch. You know, and I remember going to the Ivy. Let me tell you a quick Wrigley Field story. I'm
Please.
Sitting here. 1998 was my last year in the big leagues. I was with the Phillies. It might have been 97. I knew it was getting late. I was 37 years old, 38. And I was picking some ivy off the wall during BP because I knew I just wanted a souvenir. So, you know, the ushers have their meeting in the stands about 4 o'clock every day during our batting practice time. And they're all up there. It's probably 150, 200 people and a guy with a microphone. And I'm picking this ivy off the wall. And I heard a hey. Some guy yelled, hey, you can't take the ivy off our wall here. It's against the law. And I heard him, and I looked at him, and I was like a kid in a candy store stealing something. And I flinched, and I took off running towards my clubhouse and towards the dugout. So I ran all the way across the field, and I put away my stolen goods, a couple little pieces of ivy. So the next day, we're out there in batting practice, and I hopped the wall in my Phillies uniform during BP, and I walked up to the guy, grabbed the microphone from him, and I said, hey, you guys, man, I didn't know you can't take the ivy. I'm so sorry. I stole a few pieces of your ivy. I'm leaving. I needed it. 21 years of playing ball, and I'm done. I need a souvenir. I'm so sorry. Oh, and by the way, please keep the tops on the women in the outfield. It's killing me. You got no focus here. Please help. And they roared laughter. They laughed. And I left, and my teammates were going, Hud, what were you doing in the stands talking to the people? And I said, it's all about the people. And we everything we do is about the people. It was fun to have a moment, to laugh, to go up there and to make those people laugh. That's what it's all about. And that's probably why I'm in this business now.
Well, we appreciate that you are in the business now. What's going on with the Royals this year? Because there's a lot of talent in that lineup, and it hasn't quite clicked.
Well, you know, we had such a tremendous season last year. One of the reasons, no injuries. You know, every so often you'll run into a team or you'll run into a season where everything just works. And it did last year. The Royals, they spent a lot of money on pitching. They had the pitching last year, the same pitching we have this year.
We have the second best ERA in baseball, man, from our starters. But we just can't hit with runners in scoring position. That's been the main problem. Last year, we hit .286 with runners in scoring position, second best in baseball. We had no problem supporting our pitching. That's why we went deep in the playoffs last year, and the dang Yankees beat us. But we just have shut down. When runners get in scoring position, and if you can't score runs, you don't win. And that's been why we're scuffling, and we're 4 or 5 games under .500 right now. The nucleus is there. The pitching's there. That's why we'll have a chance this year for at least a wild card spot. But we just not have performed like we were hoping offensively.
Hey, Rex, the Cubs and the fans wouldn't mind if you left Seth Lugo here behind when you go. Can we have Seth Lugo, and should we want Seth Lugo?
You go, we go, Lugo. Oh, man, has he been fun. Wow, he's so fun to watch. The dude's got 14 pitches. He's got 14 legitimate pitches. And it's fun to watch this guy work. He can maneuver. He's got a big curve. He got cutters, sliders. He changes speeds on all of them. I mean, he's brilliant. He and Michael Walker, the two veterans we got on this team, are so fun. And, yeah, are you kidding? There's 29 other teams that would love to have either one of those guys. But I don't know if you can have them. Man, we still have not conceded this season yet. So, look, until we're mathematically eliminated, we are in to win, and you can't have Walker or Lugo. You can't have either one of them.
All right. Well, how about
they just walked by? They just walked by, and I told them they looked at me and laughed.
That's perfect.
It's so fun.
Hey, man, Rich Hill is coming up. Rich Hill is going to be there. He's 45 years old. He might even pitch in this series. Can you imagine playing at 45 in MLB? What do you think of it, Rex?
Oh, I see him. He's playing catch out there, and it's beautiful. Was he a Cubby, too? What, it's his 14, 15 teams he's played with.
Yep.
With I don't know how many. I think he's tied Jackson. Edwin Jackson? I'm not sure. Okay, last name is Jackson, of the most teams ever played for. But anyway, yeah, we have an open tomorrow. I don't know if they've announced it yet, but he's here. He probably might be our starter.
Yeah, he's tying Edwin Jackson for the most teams ever, and if he's going to start tomorrow, it'll be against the Cubs, his first team almost 20 years ago.
Which is crazy.
This is special. Yeah, this is what I'm saying. So people go, Hud, why are you so happy? Why are you coming to the ballpark? You're always bouncing off the walls and bubbling. It's because it's fun. Why shouldn't I be? Shame on those who aren't, because life is so short. I am not going to miss one day in the big leagues. And by looking around, meeting these young players, getting a chance to talk good things about them, and that's what makes life so exciting for me. Of course, I'm happily married for 36 years, and she's been the main reason. I'm so thankful. But, you know, my joy comes from the Lord. I will share that with you. I can't tell you. Baseball gives me everything, but it gives me a whole lot. And talking with people like you, that's even fires me up more. You guys did some actual research on me, and you played some of the action of some of these broadcasters. Man, that almost made me cry standing here listening. So you guys have made my day. Thank you so much for letting me be on with you.
Oh, thank you, Hud. We appreciate you. Have a wonderful time in Chicago.
Oh, man, anytime you guys want me, I'll come in the studio. We'll have some fun. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Rex. He's the best. There's nobody like him.
And texters and people inside the mob, you're right. There is a little Bill Walton going on there.
Just a little bit.
Just a little bit of Bill Walton going on there. A guy who knew Bill Walton and knows this Cubs team because he called the action Saturday night. He is in studio, and that's Adam Amin.
But he's really here so we can talk about Kenny Rosenthal at the DJ set. Does he know that?
I think he's here because he knew that I needed a hug.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll get all of that then.
So see, it all works out. That's next here on The Score.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
I've never felt like this before. It's It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Spiegel and Holmes show flashback.
Adam Wainwright.
I don't know if he mentioned this to you, but I'm thinking there could be a pretty fun genre mashup because your on-air partner Saturday, Adam Amin, is an electronic dance music creator. The two of you should collab.
We actually talked about it the other day doing because you know that song Hey Brother is kind of a mashup between country music and his electronic genre. So I think it'd be fun. He thinks it'd be fun. We might have to make it happen.
All right, good. I knew I didn't imagine that.
Good call, Lawrence.
It's on the old Burstein and Holmes show.
I don't remember those guys. I didn't listen a lot.
I do. I remember. The North remembers.
I was always in show prep.
Pepperidge Farm remembers, guys.
Better believe it. Adam Amin is in the house. You heard him and saw him on the call Saturday night for the Cubs and Red Sox. He had the day off, and because we were just going to call you just for like a couple of seconds and be like, man, that seemed like it was a pretty cool event that happened with you DJing after calling the game. You're like, guys, just come and hang out.
I'll just come hang out. I'm sitting at home by myself. My girlfriend's out of town. I'm kind of lost. I don't have a game for like 2.5 weeks, and I didn't want to like sit down and do notes. It would seem like a much better proposition to come hang out with you guys.
This show is a party today. My goodness.
I was wondering what that cloud was after Huddler walked out of the room.
Dude, that man... Contact high just from hanging around with HUD, without a doubt. It.
Hard not to love Rex, man. One of the all-time, like, easiest guys to ever get along with. I don't think he's had a bad day.
Did you see Lawrence with his feet up during that interview?
let the man sail the ship. Let's see what happens.
Just let him go. Let the man go.
Sometimes you have to let a guest go.
Right. Sure. And in that vein.
As the kids say, let him cook. That was a let Rex Huddler cook moment right there.
In that vein, Adam, I mean, we want to talk about you and your massive skill set and everything that went on, but let's just really, let's cut to the chase. please paint me a picture of Kenny Rosenthal at your DJ set at HVAC after the game on Saturday. Was the bow tie spinning around? Is he breaking the trade deadline news at 135 beats per minute? Like, please paint a picture.
I all of a sudden had an image of him holding, like, carrying a cardboard box into the
breakdancing.
And the bow tie spinning while he's on the ground doing like the helicopters. The spinning bow tie got me. Just the image is going to be burned into my head. There's a photo that AJ Pierzynski, who called the game with Wayno and I and Kenny, he posted it from the set because AJ came, AJ's wife, buddy of AJ's and his wife that we all got a chance to hang out in London last year when we were all out there for that for that Phillies Mets game. Ken came out. Our stat guy came out. He's a good friend of mine. His wife came. Their son lives here. Nate lives here in Wrigleyville. He came out. So it's like a mishmash of people on the stage at HVAC between ages like 25 and 62. And just a very odd mix. And it had to be maybe the oddest combination of people maybe that had ever been in there. But we had a great time. Shout out to my guy, Habibi Beats, Hisham. He's one of the resident DJs at HVAC. We had a great time. And having Ken there was just like the icing on the cake to what was a really fun Saturday.
I love this. And you know, I've seen a couple of sets in person.
Sure.
And I love that you were just like, I think I want to start doing this. And then it becomes a hobby. And then it's like, I wonder if anyone would let me do something at a club. And then you start doing, and then it's like, oh yeah, I'm going to run right over after just I after call a game and go do some of that. This is amazing to me. And one of the things I love about it is that you are so well-rounded. Like, we know that there's a background in opera. Like, there's all these things about you that make you so well-rounded. What made you say, all right, I want another challenge? Because even in your career, you're basketball with the Bulls, but your NFL, your college football, your baseball, like, all of these things make up Adam Amin.
I think there was that part of your brain, Spiegs and I were talking about earlier. There are all these different parts of your brain, that these little muscles that need to get worked out once in a while. And probably like most people feel physically when they work out, they feel good right afterwards. Maybe they don't love the process of going through it, but the feeling that they get, the satisfaction that they get is something that people chase all the time. And I think this is one of those things that punched something in my head that hadn't really been awake for a while. The music part of my like brain has just, it's always been there. I've told you guys, I've started playing violin when I was 6. I started playing the guitar when I was 12. I picked up the piano. I had an opera, you know, hope at one point, but sang all through high school and college and all that stuff. And there's always been this part that sees music and like hears it and wants to figure it out and compose it, even to the point where we started to produce music. And the DJing was always the part of that that scratched that itch when I was, you know, in high school and into college and then doing this professionally and then fortunate enough to leave the job when I started broadcasting full time nationally. So just having something like that to go back to was pretty cool. And it scratched that itch for a second. I was like, all right, let's stick with this. And I didn't think I said it when I started. I'm like, I don't know what this is going to be. This might literally be nothing. That's fine. A year ago, I was like, it'd be cool to play a festival at some point, you know, down the line. And then Saturday, I'm playing a festival for the first time. So I didn't think anything would come of it. And nothing may come of this beyond Saturday. I just like doing it. And the more I get to do it and the more it fits within my schedule, I would love to keep doing it as much as I can.
Oh, man. That's why it's so enjoyable, though, is because maybe this is it. Who cares?
Who cares?
What if this is as good as it gets right here? Let's go. So like, is there anything from an experience when you're calling a baseball game on Saturday night that stays part of your mindset when you go down the street and start mixing? Or is it a completely different mindset, different skill set? Any crossover?
The only crossover I can think of is I come in, you know, to a baseball broadcast with all this preparation that I've done, especially for teams that I haven't seen. Like, I hadn't seen the Red Sox all year, so I'm going back into my old notes and kind of compiling all this prep on all these players and these profiles and what's the team profile look like, updating what I'd done on the Cubs from the first couple of times I saw them. You do all this meticulous preparation, and I don't know what the game's going to be. I can't just be like, all right, in the first inning, I'm going to talk about A, B, and C. Not necessarily, because Rob Refsnyder might hit the first pitch for a double, and now, all right, if I had that mindset coming in, now we're already backtracked. I don't want that.
Shohei didn't let him score. But
yeah, exactly. Got out of that jam with a couple of strikeouts. I also don't want to limit what AJ and Waino want to talk about, because they're the reason that I think the broadcast gels as well as it does and what makes it unique. I like filling in the gap. I like setting the structure and then filling in the gaps that they leave. I think that's a good mindset when you have two people in particular next to you. You know, when we work this three-man booth during the playoffs, it's a challenge sometimes. They both have great points. They both see the game super far ahead. They want to be on top of it. We want to be on top of it because it makes our broadcast sound better and it's more informative to a fan and it builds anticipation for a potential moment that I get to call, but I don't want to get in their way. So I kind of think of that element of broadcasting and preparation. That's maybe the most easily crossoverable thing to DJing is, here's the structure I have. Here are the songs that I think will work here. Here is an idea of what I might want to do. But the crowd's going to tell you. Like, I started the set, and I was like, all right, they're not really feeling this. Let's move on to a couple of other things. All right, they're feeling this. Let's stick with this for a few minutes. I see a group of people going nuts for this particular, you know, pocket of songs. All right, well, let's think of something for later on. You're filling in gaps constantly based on what is happening in front of you. I think that's the best crossover.
You're riding the storyline, riding that narrative.
What do you think of the Cubs?
I really am impressed. I know, I mean, listen, not a lot of teams have hit Garrett Crochet, so I look at yesterday and go, all right, I kind of was expecting them to lose that game in general. And I know they, you know, got to it late, the Red Sox offense did, but I am very impressed. I would love to see what the back end of the rotation looks like in a few weeks. Is there going to be a big shift? We didn't really get a chance to get into the Owen Casey stuff. Is that a prospect that you're willing to go? I would love to hear more of Ken's thoughts on it, because I think he has talked to some folks around the organization about it.
He was busy rocking out at your set.
He was already prepping ahead. He's already like, what am I gonna do when I get into that club? You know, that's what he was thinking. But offensively, their depth is impressive. I like that Craig Counsell has been able to make different moves that fit the profile of the team. The Michael Bush, Nico Horner split in the leadoff spot seemingly has been, you know, in a short amount of time, obviously, but a pretty good experiment so far. Proved to be on Friday, Saturday, and even on Sunday. Their depth of the lineup is really good. They're getting production from the bottom of the order. Even Vidal Brujan steps up in a game where, you know, we have him on a Saturday night, and he gets a sac fly, puts a good swing on a ball. Mm-hmm. The bullpen's been great, albeit Sunday. I know they had some issues, but they have all the tools to be one of the four or five teams that you believe in. I think Detroit's there. I think Chicago's there. The Dodgers, I'm not really worried about. Tyler Glasnow talked about that today. They're going to be fine. I believe in the Phillies a lot. I still think that core is good enough to win a title, but the Cubs are right in the mix of that group of teams because of all the elements. Bullpen's there. Depth of offense is there. I, again, would like to see one extra arm solidify that starting rotation like a lot of people would, but I think they're in great shape.
There was a moment on Saturday night, Adam. Like, I was at the game, so I didn't get a chance to listen to your broadcast, but I'm like, I was near a TV, and I looked up when Matt Shaw was at the plate, pinch hitting for Vidal Brujan, and in the bottom corner of the screen, you guys put up where the Cubs are among all 30 teams at third base production. Mm-hmm. 30th, and then Matt Shaw did this.
We talked about the third base need, at least on the offensive end, when we were discussing Eugenio Suarez. Matt Shaw right on cue. Forget about the ranks. How about first row to the bleachers? Another solo shot for the Cubs, and it's 4-0.
Come on, man. That was perfect.
We've had a good run of that. And I laugh sometimes because people go, oh, you jinxed them, or we got jinxed or something. These aren't jinxes. This is the point. This is called narrating a story. This is weaving storylines together. And it's happened to us a bunch lately, which I hope is a product of our preparation and our, by the way, great timing by our crew. More importantly, our graphics team. Tyler is one of our graphics people, and she was on top of that immediately. She's like, all right, I know Ken Rosenthal is going to either have a report on this. We just got a report from the studio because Suarez had hit another two home runs for Arizona that day. Tyler was ready. Hey, I've got the graphic. We'll put it up. And then Matt Shaw hits the home run. That's great. I think that's a great storytelling moment.
It was great TV.
We had a moment like that. We were doing a Braves, I think it was Braves Phillies a couple of weeks ago. And Braves hadn't hit a grand slam all year. They're one of seven teams without one at the time. Bases are loaded. I said, opportunity for Sean Murphy here for a grand slam to bust the game open. First pitch, grand slam. And that I love moments like that. And I know some people are like, oh, you jinxed us. It's not really what the jinx is. It's just setting the table for something cool. That's what I think is the fun part. Like, that's a cool thing that gets to happen. They're struggling at third. Machaw was in an 0-for-25 skid the day before, playing the team that he grew up watching for the first time in his major league career, and he hits a home run against him. When we went to break, I said, 5'9", grew up watching the Red Sox. Who do you think he loved to watch? Dustin Pedroia. His grit, his grind, and a little pop in the bat. Solo home run makes it 4-0. Like, that's storytelling to us, and that's fun TV to make.
The storytelling with Fox for the All-Star game as it pertained to the Cubs was about PCA. There's a lot of conversation about him. What's this been like? Like, you've seen it up close because you're mostly here. But watching this thing happen with PCA, what's it been like from your vantage point?
Goes back to Japan, right? Like, the style of play transcends, you know, language barriers. Like, when they showed up in Japan, people already knew what type of player he was. He was playing exhibition games against Yomiuri, and people are chanting PCA, you know, in a country thousands of miles away from where he's from. Like, that's a big deal. So the style with which he plays has already made a lot of new fans. To be able to have this level of sustained success for this long, there have not been a lot of valleys so far in this season. And again, we'll see what happens the rest of this year. It's very hard to do what he's doing for 160 games, but he's done it so far to this point. Defensively, gets as good of a jump as any player you're going to find in center field. Everything he's done that Dustin Kelly has talked about with his approach at the plate, was willing to make adjustments last year, change the bat this year, get deeper into his stance in the outfield this year to get better jumps and reads. All the stuff that he does is all of a trajectory of a player that understands what is necessary to be great. Not good, great and sustainably great. And I think he's been one of the great buzz players of the first half of baseball. Everybody talks about this kid right now.
And Buddy's in at the game, and they couldn't take their eyes off him, having seen him in person. And before the game even begins, he turns around and doffs the cap to the center field fans.
Yeah,
and
those
left
are his
center.
People.
Those are his people, man. And Lawrence, that's pretty rare to have that kind of vibe with the fans like that, and he's just so electric.
It's so funny that you said that, because that's the phrase that Craig Counsell used when we first asked him about, like, I think it was in May, we were doing a Mets-Cubs game, and he got off to this great start, and he was playing all this wonderful center field. So we asked him, like, kind of similar question, like, vibe of him, and he goes, he's the player you can't take your eyes off of. Yeah. And there are only so many players like that. It's the Judges, the Ohtanis. You know, I think Jose Ramirez is one of those players for Cleveland. Like, there's 10 guys, 15 guys around the league that you're like, I'm going to watch him for the whole 3 outs.
One of them's here tonight, Bobby Witt Jr.
Bobby Witt Jr. is absolutely Acuna. One of those players. Acuna, with the play that Acuna made on Friday night, the ridiculous. Like, that's one of those plays where, like, PCA has done stuff like that catch-wise this year. He's going to make a play like that, I'm sure, at some point, where you just go, no, I've never seen anybody else do that. So I think he's that type of entity right now in the game of baseball. For a game that is starved for marketable prospects, he's as marketable of a player as there is, and he's a very, very young player.
Bruised right knee, not in the lineup tonight for Pete Crow Armstrong. Sure. Seiya Suzuki with his first career start.
Center field, how about that?
It's very, very interesting. Adam, Bears report to camp tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
And we're 10 days away from football actually kind of starting back up again.
Sure.
What should Bears fans be interested and or excited about?
What is the scheme going to look like when the protection is really, really good? Because that's what Detroit was at its best. Like, their scheme, the reason that you see that Jared Goff stumbling clip against the Bears as often as you do is because their protection was so good and has been really good for the last couple of years under Ben Johnson that they can do stuff like that. They can mess around. I'm not saying the Bears are going to be at that level, but I think it's going to be an improvement, you would think, based on scheme of protection, based on the talent level that they've drafted and hopefully will cultivate in a relatively quick fashion, and the development of Caleb Williams under Ben Johnson. I think those things allow for so much more. I am not worried about the talent level of the skill guys. That's an incredibly skilled offensive group between the receivers, the addition at tight end as well, and I do think DeAndre Swift's going to be a fine back. Like, he's more than a serviceable back. Most teams don't have a superstar at running back, and if you don't consider Swift one, that's fine. I still think he's a productive player in the right scheme. So if the protection holds up, what kind of tricks will Ben Johnson have up his sleeve to allow Caleb Williams to maybe do some of the things that dropped our jaws a couple of years ago when he was at USC?
Man, we're going to have a great show tomorrow. Nico Horner's on the show. Craig Counsell's on the show. Ben Johnson's talking tomorrow. Ryan Poles is talking tomorrow. But none of those people did a DJ set in Wrigleyville after the game on Saturday. Not a single one of them.
Not one of them. Although you wouldn't be shocked if Caleb at some point
I could see it.
Jumped on Serato and
I could see him being in a booth somewhere at some point, I would imagine. Yeah. I feel like he has that type of gravitas to just walk in and be like, I would like to stand here and observe what you're doing. And you go, okay, yeah, that's fine.
And then he picks it all up. Man, we appreciate you.
Love you guys, man.
Thank you so much for jumping in and continued success. Good luck at the festival.
Thanks, man.
Do you want to tell people?
Sure. It's a Truly Music Festival, T-R-U-U-L-I. It's this great audio group that puts on these great shows. And I just got the rider today for what the equipment list is, and I'm very intimidated, and I'm just going to try not to screw it up. I'm on a bill with a lot of incredibly talented people, some of which I grew up listening to.
Where?
So it's a big deal. It's up in Spring Grove at Richardson Farm. It's about an hour 40 away. It's a real festival. So like I said, I'm a little nervous to be in the presence of a lot of really talented people, but we'll have a good time.
Adam Amin, you are the absolute best.
Love you guys.
We have got four pairs of tickets that we want to give away for the Bear Down Podcast 10th anniversary at Candlelight on July 24th. And we want to give you the opportunity right now. If you were looking and you're like, hey, where is that? It's at the IO Theater, 1501 North Kingsbury in the city, Thursday, July 24th, 9 p.m. Tickets are $20 in advance, $25 at the door. But we're going to give away four pairs right now. Be caller. 4, 5, 6, or 7 at 312-540-0670, and we will hook you all the way up. Back after this on The Score.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Just to be clear, like, we love fun.
Afternoons on The Score.
He is on hug watch for us. So if Owen Casey's hugging Kelvin Alcantara,
in the dugout, we can debate which one's going. Marty Peavy's going to be doing a lot of hugging in the next week if things go right.
Casey did say on ITC he loves playing for Marty Peavy.
On what?
On ITC, inside the clubhouse.
Oh,
I call it that for short.
Oh, that's good, Tyler. That's good. ITC. He did say that. He did. Everybody loves playing for Marty Peavy.
Did David forget his own show?
Forgot the acronym.
Well, he forgot that the guy said it. And he's like, oh, yeah, he did say that to us on ITC.
On ITC.
Look, he's got that show. He's got the Chicago Hawks Sports Network. There's a lot of acronyms for him to.
On ITC, inside the clubhouse.
I
call it that for short.
Oh, that's good, Tyler.
Way is good, Tyler.
Way to use initials there, Tyler.
It's good to have fun with names.
It really is.
I think that all of us of a certain age have got to stop, though, doing the acronym and then saying the thing. We do this a lot.
Say the acronym and then say what it is?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, he's trying to explain. His host was lost. David was in trouble.
No, I'm not talking about Tyler. I'm talking about old men like us and Mr. David, where it's like, let's talk about Rack, you know, run after the catch.
Yeah.
We've got to stop doing that.
I'm going to go use the ATM. What's that stand for? Automated teller machine. Thank you. I nailed it. Nailed it right there.
Or you get the people who say ATM machine.
ATM is ATM machine.
ATM machine.
Can't do that. You don't need to do that.
On ITC, inside the clubhouse. I call it that for short.
Oh, see, that's the part that was unnecessary. Like, I call
it
that.
No, it was all necessary and all awesome. Every second of it. That's why I played it all.
I like poor, baby T being in there.
Poor David. Poor David just didn't know.
Rich David.
Yeah, well, he just didn't know what was what. Owen Casey, real good on Inside the Clubhouse. ITC.
That's what I like to call it.
Well, baby on T ITC, calls it that.
Inside the Clubhouse.
I call it that for sure.
Baby T calls it that for sure. Owen Casey, real good. He played with Pete Crow Armstrong at three different levels in the Cubs system. Says that he's the most highly skilled athlete he's ever played with. And it's hard not to imagine Owen Casey in right field next to PCA. It's really
You're running out of right fielders, aren't you? You might lose Tucker. You lost Cam Smith. You're running out of right fielders.
Yeah, if you get rid of him too, it's all right. Just put Saya in center. That's what they're doing tonight.
Yeah.
I hope this PCA bruised knee isn't anything.
I hope so, too, because that would change how I feel about things.
I also hope that PCA, that Saya.
PCA, Pete Armstrong. Yeah. That's what I call him.
For sure.
I hope that Saya, who is prone to some outfield anxiety every once in a while, doesn't have any tonight in a
big spot. Play deep.
I guess so.
That's all I would say. And don't worry about it. Tomorrow's show is packed.
It really is.
Nico Horner is going to be on the show. Craig Counsell is going to be on the show. The Bears report to camp. So Ryan Poles is going to talk, and so is Ben Johnson. We're going to have it loaded for Alex, for Tanny, for my partner, Matt Spiegel. I'm Lawrence Holmes saying thank you so much for the love and support. You show this show every single day. We will do our best to repay the favor tomorrow, starting at 2 o'clock. Baseball and football, let's get it here on Spiegel and Holmes on the Score.
I'd had enough right there. I mean, I'll tell you this. If my name was on the credits, I'd hide it. That's how bad it was. This was unmitigated garbage. First of all, early on, there's robots. I don't want robots. It was pure torture. But when I tell you this thing was bad, I'm telling you, really, I was thinking about inflicting pain to myself just to keep myself awake.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.